Thank you and good morning. A report of shots fired at Freshwater Park on Thursday afternoon led to the shutdown of two elementary schools and the arrest of two people. The incident began when witnesses reported a man and a woman yelling at each other at the park, and a second call reporting that shots had been fired and that the pair were associated with a gray pickup truck. As deputies and a CHP officer were en route, the two suspects, 31-year-old William Hillegeist and 26-year-old Sarah Balky, both of Eureka, left the area in the truck. They were later found parked alongside Neyland Road and contacted by deputies. While on scene in Neyland, deputies learned from a passing motorist that he had seen Hillegeist fire a handgun, and a search of that area turned up three shell casings. A search of the truck turned up dried marijuana, a laptop computer stolen in Eureka, and under the hood of the truck, a 9mm handgun. Both Hillegeist and Balky were arrested and booked into county jail. The California Highway Patrol Garberville Command is investigating a traffic collision that claimed the life of an 89-year-old Covelo man on Wednesday night. The driver, whose identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin and who was the lone occupant of the truck, was driving on State Route 162 when, for unknown reasons, he allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway. The pickup truck then rolled more than 300 feet down an embankment and came to rest on a hillside. It would take a rescue team nearly 3 hours to secure the vehicle and extract the driver, who had suffered fatal injuries in the crash. The cause remains under investigation. Eureka City leaders were hoping to have a new city manager in place by March, and a week into the month, Mayor Frank Yeager and the City Council announced that Greg Sparks has been hired to fill the position. Sparks comes to Eureka from West Des Moines, Iowa, where he managed 415 employees with an annual city budget of $113 million. Sparks has also held positions in cities and towns in Minnesota, Nevada, and Colorado, and he's a graduate of Northern Iowa University. Sparks said in a statement that he's looking forward to joining the team and that he was drawn to the city for a variety of reasons, including great natural resources and a strong retail base. Acting on information from two deputies, the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a property on Neyland on Wednesday and then searched a residence in Arcata. When all was said and done, one man was in custody and marijuana plants and cash had been seized. It was just over a month ago when two deputies driving along Neyland Road smelled the strong odor of marijuana. They searched the area and found the odor coming from a trailer located on a property that also contained a residence and a travel trailer. The Drug Task Force searched the property and found 250 growing marijuana plants, more than $38,000 in cash, and evidence of drug sales activity at the location. Deputies also found paperwork that led them to a second residence on West End Road, and a search there turned up another 1,500 growing plants, a pound of hash, and evidence of a hash lab. An unidentified man from Cypress, California, was arrested on an unrelated charge, and the investigation into the grow continues. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for job shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Now that residents of Eureka were able to share their opinions regarding nighttime jail releases at last Wednesday's public meeting, law enforcement officials are looking at ways to address their concerns. However, the task of changing detention policies is no small feat. Between 3,700 and 4,000 people are detained for being under the influence of alcohol or drugs every year. Once they are sober, it's difficult to justify keeping them in custody, as Sheriff Mike Downey explains.
So the officer asks for detention only, not to have them charged with a crime, then they're subject to release. They have constitutional rights, and that has to do with the fact that once they've met that threshold of being able to care for themselves, no longer under the influence, how do you legally hang on to them when they're able to care for themselves?
Downey added that civil rights must be taken into consideration with any change in policy.
Yeah, I listened to what the community said. I got their frustration. I got what they were saying. I also relayed to the community that we have issues that need to be dealt with, too. And I think one of the last speakers put it very well when he said, let's make sure we don't give up too much of our constitutional rights in trying to make some sense out of some of the tragedies that have happened in the past.
According to Downey, it's a matter of striking a balance between civil rights and maintaining public safety. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.